At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
And I know a lot of people get mad at me because they're like, no, I gotta enjoy life. And I'm about that life. Like, last night I bought like 7 custom New York Jets jerseys of very weird players that most people don't even know are on the team and spent $900 on something no human should spend $900 on. But like, I can afford that. And like, what's in within pocket. So I understand buying things. My big thing, especially for the kids that get fast money, I just think a lot of people buy dumb shit to impress people. Right? They want to get the girl, they want to show their mom that said they would never make it. Like, we buy things to show everybody else that we made it. I get that. I don't judge that. I just ask people to understand the reason most people buy very expensive things is to impress people they don't even like. And so, when you're 23 and 27 and 29, it's even more common. I'm just saying, in a world that shows you unlimited people on pre-roll YouTube and social media flexing Rolexes and Lambos and yachts and private planes, I promise you, it's not as delicious as you think. It's fun, it's fine. And honestly, go get that, but don't spend it early because a lot of you spend it and don't ever make that kind of money again. And then it really sucks. You know what really sucks, my man? You know what doesn't suck? Never flying private. You know what really sucks? Flying private in your 20s and flying commercial coach in your 40s. Most people freeze on video because they're self-conscious of how they look, right? Or they struggle. Already they understand that this is gonna be on the internet, and a lot of people struggle with negative comments. Both are the same game. It's that you're valuing a stranger's opinion and their own pain that they're deploying on you over your own growth, happiness, and accomplishments. It is sad that so many people stay stuck in high school. A lot of you don't post because Johnny Pants 49 said you're ugly. Literally. I just want to remind you two things. One, when people talk shit to you in your comments, you shouldn't feel bad for yourself. You need to feel compassion and empathy for them. I don't know how many of you are living unhappy lives and do this, but I genuinely believe what I'm about to say. One of the worst existences currently in our world is a human being that spends their evenings or downtime going around to other people's profiles and saying negative things to drag them down because they're hurting so much inside. That is a very, I genuinely don't get mad when people are like, fuck you, Gary, you suck. I genuinely, deeply have empathy, and I'm like, I hope they get to a better place, because could you imagine living that life? That's just misery loves company at scale 24/7, and it's a bad place to be. So first, for anyone who's not posting, you know, because they're not even thinking about the video, they already went to the second move that it's gonna be posted, which is why they already weren't as their natural self that they could be on stage. I would just tell you to not worry about that, because it's not, when you're 92, you really don't give a fuck about all this dumb shit. You know, and then the other thing is practice. Real talk. Some people, like, it takes you a minute. Like, nobody rides their bike the best time in their life the first time. Nobody's the best they've ever been at tennis the first time they pick up a racket. Nobody's the best at making out the first time they make out. It's a fucking disaster. don't even let me get into sex. People are a real fucking disaster that time. Some real embarrassing shit going on in the world the first time that happens. Same with video. First time you do it, a lot of people, 20, 30, 90 reps. I'm surprised that people don't understand that hard work is one of the most important punchlines in the world. It's been so, by the way, I've been so pumped that everybody's trying to demonize hustle and hard work. I'm so hyped on this that they're trying to cancel it. I'm like, yes, more. Tell every kid that they don't have to do shit, because then I'm gonna kill all those young fuckers. Hard work. Like, who the fuck ever accomplished anything without the reps? Who the fuck ever accomplished anything without the reps? You don't want to come into the office? Good. More for me. You don't want to grind? Good. More for me. And by the way, no judgment on them either. Work-life balance comes in all shapes and sizes. Money. Let me end with this. This is perfect. Because of all of that gangster competitive shit, let me go a completely different way. I was born in the Soviet Union. I came to America. I lived in a studio apartment with seven family members. I lived in a studio apartment in Queens with seven family members. My parents didn't buy me shit. I didn't even see my dad the first 14 years of my life. He worked in a liquor store trying to build the American dream. My mom was not only poor, she's cheap as fuck.
Sound like my family.
I know what that world looks like. I've also worked my face off my whole life to get to a place where I now get to run in circles with people that make money that makes no sense to me. Let me just promise for all of y'all who haven't seen either side of the extreme, money.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4-Day Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains June 6th through the 9th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're shipping Father's Day gifts with a rapid-fire round of questions. Ready?
Yes. My gift. Can you pack it?
Yep.
Ship it?
Yes.
Guarantee it?
Of course.
Oh, send a set of golf clubs.
Oh, hole in one.
Protect electronics? Dogproof it? Return it if they hate it?
Yes, no, and yeah.
Are you the UPS store?
Hey, we have a winner!
Woo!
Visit theupsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, prices, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS Store. Visit a store today.
Solves little. It's got optionality to it. There's plenty of good with it. But it does not solve your pain. You can't buy your way out of insecurity.
What's the best advice that you will give your younger self?
My younger self?
Yeah.
Mine's very, very specific. I'll give it to you. But mine was very weird, and I'll say this because I think there's probably a dozen people that really need this advice too. My younger self, my man, I had a lot of wisdom. The shit I'm spitting now, I wish you knew my 16-year-old friends. They'd be like, he was on this shit then. Like, I got lucky. I don't know how else to say. I don't like using that word because I think losers weaponize luck on hardworking people. But I'll use luck in this instance. I got lucky with DNA and my mom, right? It was in me, and then I had the best mom of all time that fucking, you know, I had the seeds, but she watered that shit. She did it proper. So I came out, by the time I was 18, I was ready to kill everyone. Cause I didn't give a shit about what any of you fucking thought. I loved myself, and I had skills. I put in the work my whole life, and I was like, fuck it, let's kill everyone. But I had a real flaw on some kryptonite shit. My biggest issue, what I would have told my younger self, is that you're gonna get fucked up with not having candor to people you like. And it's crazy. Me on stage, me and my content, me and my books, everything I've been doing for the last 45 minutes, I shoot it heavy straight, pure candor. But if I love you and you're my boy, or you're my cousin, or you worked with me for 5 years like Dustin, and I convert to not knowing you, I love you, but I don't know you. But as every day goes by that I know you, and I take strangers to acquaintances, and I take acquaintances to friends, and I take friends to family. It's how I'm wired. And the more I care about you, the harder it is for me to tell you the truth. And because I've always been managing people since I was like 20, I really struggled. Every single thing that has not gone well with for me with people in personal relationships and by being a boss, every one of them, yeah, every one of them, is because I didn't have the strength to tell them how I actually felt because I was scared that they would get scared if I told them they weren't doing a good job. And it took me a long time. I'm 48. It took me probably into 5 years ago. And bro, on some real shit, being vulnerable, I'm probably a 5 out of 10 on it now. But going from a 1 to a 5 has completely transformed my personal and professional life. And so for everyone here who has a tough time saying to someone they love or relatives that work for them or things of that nature, there is a kind, I call it kind candor. There is a kind way, and I promise you, nobody tried harder to get around it. I did some flip shit. I was doing all sorts of shit. But you will regret it. It will not work. You have to find a way to deliver candor if it's your truth, because both people lose. You will have resentment, and they will be angry at you for being full of shit, and it will not work. And that's what I would have told myself. I would say virtual is hybrid now. How many people had a Google Hangout or Zoom meeting this last week? Raise your hands. So that's happening. At the same token, how many people are physically actually in this room right now with me? Hello. So we're hybrid right now. Do I think in 20, 30, 40 years that we'll be more percentage virtual? I do. I don't think it's gonna be these goggles. I think it's gonna be contact lenses, and it's gonna be AR, VR, or something even more less friction. I don't know, that's not what I do for a living. I act when those things are invented and understand what people do. But it's very clear to me that people are very bad at history. When people are like, no, we're never gonna do that. I'm like, do you understand that if I dug up a caveman and walked him into this room right now, he'd be like, what the fuck? You know, like, I was a very bad student, but I was good at history. Do you understand that like 120 years ago, which is like nothing was invented that we live in? You know, it took like weeks to get to Europe because you were on a fucking boat. You like that one? Like, I don't understand that people don't understand that, like, this isn't it. Like, let me give you the preview, kids. This shit right here is gonna look like a beeper from the 90s in 20 years. That's how it works. So, do I think virtual is now? Sure, hybrid. Do I think virtual will continue to grow? Of course. Do I think for the people that clapped and you guys wanna win, that you gotta get your timing right so you don't get ahead of your skis? Because when people do future stuff, they get caught. They get caught, they're like, next year, and it takes 9 years. When I was doing Twitter and Facebook in 2006, I was like, by 2010, people are gonna really understand social media. It's 2024, and I just spent 40 minutes begging you to fucking pay attention.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta-have-it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought,
Really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.